You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hey, Big Wigs. Welcome back to another episode. We've got a big show today because we've got a very special guest. Our first ever Big Wigs guest. I'm here with my co-host, Anna Roisman.
What's
Woo!
Up?
Woo!
We got a Anna, big wig guest.
This is probably the biggest of the wiggest because not only is she a comedian, she's a silly girl. She likes to wear wigs and bald caps. Please let everybody know, all of our listeners and our friends and our big wigs, who we have on the show today.
Oh my God. We have the iconic Heather McMahon on the show. Woman of the hour. I feel like her new special, Breadwinner, is crushing it. I'm so excited. We saw her briefly last week, but she was in the middle of
this, that.
You know, she was going from stop to stop. So we get her this week exclusively on our show
to ask her all the questions about her second special and her nationwide tour for the second time. She's so busy. Let me just say, I've been a longtime fan from the OG days. I'm talking when she was doing Britney 911, when she was doing Pitbull impressions.
I discovered her in the pandemic when I was like, who is this funny, hilarious? And I followed her and I became a fan and I followed her entire wedding journey. Are you kidding?
Oh my God.
I tried to tell her. I was like, it was like addicting, you know, when like certain like people you follow, like go through an experience. Like that's how I like to imagine people are following me in LA right now, right?
Of course. When you overshare like that, but you do it to such a level that's so enjoyable, everybody's in on the inside jokes. And she's done such a good job in that. And yes. I follow your all of your travel experiences, all of that. I follow it religiously.
Did you follow this week? So I flew to LA the other night. Did you see that I watched Practical Magic on the plane?
I saw you watch Practical Magic.
I gave
Magic
a play-by-play.
Yeah, you did. And then right after, you watched something else.
Right after Practical Magic, what did I watch after that? Oh, Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, honey. Do you know how many people like wrote to me? It was as if they watched those movies with me. Like so many people were like, yes, I wanted extensions too when I watched Practical Magic. Like it was such a, I felt like I related to a lot of people on a level I don't normally, you know, relate to them. I don't know.
Well, it was a very niche audience, but that's what I love because you really find your people when you do stuff like that, which is what Heather does all the time. She does these deep dives and then you relate to her so much more.
You do.
So I love that. Yeah. So I was relating to you on Practical Magic.
Thank you so much. Do you watch that movie every like Halloween year or anything, or you know, Halloween season?
I gotta say, it's not on the list, but now it should be. You got me really interested with the level of extensions.
Never seen it?
Practical Magic? No. After watching your recap, I was like, wait, I've literally never seen this, and I'm scared to admit it. I wasn't even gonna admit it on the show, Anna. Why are you making me admit this?
You know, Dre, I love you so much, but there comes a point. Every so often in our relationship where I feel like the age difference shines through and I'm like, you've never fucking seen Practical Magic? That is like the cool girls Hocus Pocus. That was like
you're
the craft Practical Magic. Like that's where you learn to do, you know, like witchy shit. And that's also, they love margaritas. If you love margaritas, I can't believe you've never seen this show. They invented them, those witches. And it's Stockard Channing and Diane West. I don't know how to say her name.
West,
thank you. You know, I want to say West. It sounds better coming out of my mouth than West.
You're right.
Sorry, Diane.
You're right.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
You got to watch that movie, okay?
Yeah, and you're fully right. I take full responsibility for not watching it and not getting in on the times. The thing is, whenever I see Sandra Bullock and with those like wispy bangs, it's so reminiscent. It doesn't attract me. I go, who is that Sandra? I don't know that Sandra.
Oh, but it's a good Sandra. And Nicole Kidman with that long red hair. I mean, they're both, I think I'm thrown off by Practical Magic, right? Hold on.
Yes, but not in a long time. In my younger days, absolutely.
Oh my God. It was like the first movie that called out to me on the plane, you know?
Was Practical Magic. Okay.
Because
they had a Halloween
year,
section. You know, Delta knows how to get seasonal.
Wow. Delta is seasonal? Shout out to Delta. And also, our future guest is a big Delta. So, I mean, this is going to be a Delta podcast today.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll sponsor us when we go on tour, you know? We'll fly everywhere on Delta. Thank you. Thank you, Delta.
Our new sponsors of the show. I feel as though it's not my top three. Would you say that's in your top three of Halloween movies that you have to watch every season?
Oh, of Halloween movies? Well, no, because it's not like a horror movie, you know?
Right.
And
yeah,
I
but it's
horror.
One of those reminiscent movies.
Yeah.
But
I guess.
Do you think you could watch a horror movie on the plane? Or
yes,
do you think
I have.
People were.
Yeah. Although, let me tell you, don't watch A Quiet Place on the plane. That was like hard to focus. Like, my eyes were like hurting because it's like there's no sound. So you really got to just like watch the action.
Yeah, that's also, you can barely hear anything with like turbulence and the sounds of the plane. How are you even like listening to the movie?
I wear two headphones on the plane, so I'm pretty gooch with that. Do you do that? I do like the regular ones and then the noise canceling on top, you know, and then my glasses and then my ears hurt for like 4 days after. You know what I mean?
I can't sleep on either side for a long time. It's got to be. What is the problem? What is that? They've got to create something that doesn't.
You're right. Why don't we have the plug in? I mean, maybe they do, and I'm sounding an asshole right now. Like, I need like a glasses. Headphone, like a helmet, essentially,
yes.
To fly
yes.
in. Oh my God, maybe this is our first, you know, brand. Fuck the liquor brands. What if we come up with the head
with a special person head helmet,
a special person.
Yeah, where it also has glasses that you can like pop your lenses in, so you just like
wow,
put this on, but it's comfortable. You know what I mean? It's like a
yeah.
So you could like. So it's round, so you don't have like 20 things like glasses, temples, and then your headphones. So you could just like lean over. Mike, you're loving it. You wear glasses too. I think this could be a real breakthrough in the flying industry.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's making sense to me. I'm seeing it in my head. The question
Thank
is,
you.
Do I have the balls to wear a helmet like that?
Oh my God. I will make it. We will make them sleek.
Stylish?
Like they're going to look sleek. Cool.
How do you make something like that sleek?
Easy.
I really
black,
don't know.
Shiny lacquer.
Okay.
You know what I'm
it's gonna be
thinking?
Do you know, in
like World War I, the pilots would wear like that leather hat with the goggles.
Amelia Earhart-esque.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm seeing in my head.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's. I could see that. I want something a little bit more Tesla. So we need like a Tesla truck of earphones.
Listen, guys, it's going to look like a really sleek, like, motorcycle helmet, but it's not going to go all the way, like, down. And it's going to be, like, really kind of sexy. And people are going to be like, what is she wearing? And it's going to have, like, just my prescription's going to be, like, in a, you know, it's going to be, like, a slick Y2K kind of moment. I'm picturing it. I just need to get someone to make it for me.
Yeah, no, I'm loving this. So you flew to L.A. You're now in L.A. We're doing this cross back to the old days like we used to do cross country.
A cross country episode. It's a cross country episode.
We are.
Yes, I am here. The puppies are great. They flew. Wait, I have to tell you the funniest thing ever. So we flew. When did we fly? Saturday night late, right? We got in.
Yeah.
Sunday. Went to the farmer's market. Okay. You know, well, you know, as soon as people are always like, you're so New York or you're so whatever. As soon as I really do feel like I can jive on either coast. Like I can easily adapt within seconds. Right. Like
you blend in. Yeah.
In both cities. Like I can really just like take to the culture. So.
Oh, you blend. Oh, you blend. Okay.
Don't I blend?
You blend.
Is that what it's? I don't know if that's the right word, but like Sunday morning, I was like, we got to go to the farmer's market, you know? We're in LA.
Yeah.
Fucking produce is 10,000 times better at the farmer's market right now here than in New York. So we go to the farmer's market. We're crossing the street to get to the entrance. Some girl stops us. Now, here's the thing. You and I'd like to say we're semi-celeb, right? People follow us. They see our videos. They know who we are. Although, we have to get into the Taylor Strecker event because wherever we go, only people know Dre and not me. But that was something that really hurt my ego. But wait,
that is literally the farthest thing from the truth. But we'll put a pin in that.
Hold on. Wait. So we're crossing the street and this girl goes, oh, my God. Were you guys on the Delta to LAX flight from JFK like last night?
That is the chances of that happening. So slim.
She looks at me. I'm ready to be like, yes, it's me. I know. Do you watch Love is Blind? I know. It's me. Nope. She goes, I saw your dogs in the security line and I was obsessed with them. And then I noticed them on the plane and like, here they are walking into the farmer's market. I go, oh, wait, hold on. You're stopping us because you recognize my dogs.
For the dogs? Okay.
So Billy Joel and Elton John have a new level of fame that I didn't even know existed. So... can you imagine that? Like, we're not even near, like, of all the places in LA, I'm like, this girl was on my flight and knows the dogs.
Yeah, as big as LA is, that's crazy. And have the puppies started paying rent yet? I mean, when does that start?
No, but I've been working on some brand deals. You know, I'm really trying to dig, plant the seed early. Puppy Bowl's coming up in February. You know, it's football season. It's their time, right. Okay? Anyway, that was hilarious to me. That was the best thing so far that's happened in LA.
The puppies are getting recognized.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of flights, did you see that New York City to London, they're doing this 1-hour express hypersonic new flight. They're testing it in 2025.
Wow.
We're all going to die, first of all.
I was going to say, yeah, like, do the people live? Do they get there? Like, or does the plane get there?
We don't know. They're testing it out. Would you rather test in the submarine or in a hypersonic 1-hour flight to London?
I think flight because I think if something happened, I could, like, you know, there's a parachute, right? Or there's, like, something to save me. I think submarine, you're fucked. You're already underwater.
We've already seen what happens there, sadly.
I'm also more scared to die by drowning than I am by, like, blowing up in the sky.
Because it's quicker. Well, no, drowning. Sweetie, you're not drowning. You're like, thousands of feet under. And as we saw with the submarine, sadly, it exploded in, like, 0.4 seconds.
I think Dre's right. I think things just pop. I think the pressure. But then, if you think, I mean, listen, you know how I feel about flying. I think that there's times where you got to think about the blowing up in the sky, but then also the fall. To Earth.
In my brain, I feel right. like it'll be a little nicer. You know, I'll get a view. I'll get a parachute. I'm picturing myself going skydiving. I guess it's going to be a little bit more of an intense situation.
While your skin is burning off your body.
Skydiving? Right. You're romanticizing it.
I am, for sure. Wait, tell me, which one would you choose?
I think I would choose the flight as well. I think there's, we have more hope with that. We have a lot of experience with flights. We've been flying for a long time.
I'm ready.
Am I nervous?
Can we sign up? Like,
I'll test it. I would love to get to Europe in an hour. Are you kidding me? That's unheard of. That's the fastest.
Broadway show. I could go see a show on the West End and come home. Like it takes an hour sometimes, depending on where you are in the city, to go get to Times Square. You know,
forget a show. I want to eat squid ink pasta in Venice with a fat spritz, a slim cigarette. I want to have a raspy voice, and I want to be talking to Giovanni on the Amalfi Coast.
TBH,
okay?
You just fully described Heather McMahon. What a nice homage to our girl.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm sprinkling her in everywhere I can.
So funny. Yeah. Also, it goes to London, Dre, not Italy, but I love were like, if they can get it to London, why can't they just, like, get me to Italy in an hour, right?
Exactly. I mean, I'll take a train, I'll take a plane, whatever it needs to get to Italy. That's where I need to be.
Fully immerse in her desired culture.
Or Portugal. I am getting in touch with my Spanish side. So Portugal, I hear, is the best. And
I want to go.
People don't give it the full respect that it deserves.
But they are not Spanish. They are Portuguese.
Right. Well, no. I understand, but I'm saying that I am getting in touch because Anna loves to say that I'm, like, really in touch with my Italian side because I date Italians, but I am half Mexican and I'm really getting in touch with that Latin side, guys. So it's coming through.
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Wait, can you just say, can we just talk about our little outline here? You guys love that we plan all of our episodes. And Andrea put that she's prepping for her new role as a boxer. And I had questions because wasn't like, you know, flight recap. What's your new role as a boxer?
Okay, I need
$1 million baby. Let's go. Let's hear the pitch.
If it was a Hollywood blockbuster, I would have already called you up. Okay, this is my dream role. It's either Michelle Rodriguez as a fighter, or I'm playing CSI as a hot cop, like SWAT. You guys know this. This is one of my dream roles, right? Where I eventually see myself alongside Tomb Raider, like Steve Sharippa in, you know, an NYPD show. That's where I would love to be eventually, you know?
You would be a great Lara Croft, by the way.
Thank you. That's such a huge compliment. And I really, that's the goal. We'll get there one day. We're putting it out there.
Yeah.
I love
it. So I get reached out to. This is from Nick's friend. He wrote a script and he wants us to shoot this pilot. And it just so happens that my character the location is a old boxing gym with all of these aspiring fighters, and Nick's character comes in and he's this new guy who wants to join the fighting club, and we're all like figuring him out, but I'm training. And the funny part is, as I've been looking around, I've been sourcing because I can't afford Equinox, but I've been sourcing other gyms in New York City. And why the fuck are gym memberships so expensive?
And they don't let you quit.
They don't let you quit. And I also
they
walked
don't
in
let
for
you quit.
For a free 3-day trial. Okay, I don't even want to name the, but it's one of the top three. Okay, just think of all the gyms.
I'll
it's
tell
not
you.
Equinox.
Once I joined a Crunch gym and they didn't let me quit for like 3 months, and I was like, I don't need it anymore because I found I found SoulCycle. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, I don't need this. I found my people, but they don't let you quit. They would be like, you had to do it yesterday. Otherwise, you pay another like 90 days. I'm like,
Yeah, and that pisses me off. And not to throw Crunch or any of the other ones under the bus, but I'm not even kidding. I walked in for a three-day free trial, right? So I walked in. Immediately when I walked in, they grabbed me and they go, let me tell you about the prices. I go, no, you said free and I'm here for my free trial. And they sit me down and they go through 10 different plans, okay? All of them accumulating to literally $500. Like, I would not be walking out of a gym without paying at least $350 for the initiation fee and the processing fee and the gym fee and the germ fee and the clean fee. I was like, literally, you guys are crazy. I could go to Planet Fitness and lift a dumbbell for $10 a month. And they go, yeah, but Planet Fitness is dingy. And I go, well, dingy is what I can afford, clearly.
Did you get your 3 days? Did you get the free 3 days?
Yeah, I worked out. And then you know me, I'm a people pleaser. So I sat there and listened to his spiel, but I was pissed off. And he was like, the lowest I got for you, $350. But it's a great deal. And I was like, no, shush. I'm walking out. I got my free deal. Bye. And he was like, all right, I respect you. And I'm just thinking, where am I going to work out? Where am I going to train for my boxing movie, you know?
Are they paying for training? Because in that case, you sign the fuck up for an Equinox, you know?
Yeah, that's true. No, they're
not. You should
not,
really negotiate that if you want me to be a boxer, you must transform me into a boxer.
Well, what I love about them is they're being very lax about it. They go, nah, we just need you to kind of like suit up, you know, look the part, you know, stand around, wear the gloves. I was like, no, if I'm going to be in a boxing movie, I'm going to make it look legit, okay? I've been to a couple of Rumble classes, so I got it down, but I am training with this really, really funny lady. I want to get her on the show. Her name is Nicole Pipa. Shout her out. She's great. She's an Equinox trainer, but she also does boxing. So get ready for the boxing content is really what I'm trying to say. Okay?
I want to come box with you. I did Rumble twice.
Please do. Well, how did we feel about it?
I thought it was okay. I feel like it wasn't my favorite. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wasn't like totally sold on it. They keep trying to get me to come back. I get a lot of emails and texts from Rumble.
It's the emails. It's the newsletters. And it drives me insane. Already I'm on like 15 gym email newsletters. And I go, what did I do for this? I signed up for 15 free trials. Stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, God.
So that's what I have
congrats,
to say for that.
You know,
thanks. Zero money is involved. But I'm inching closer to my dream roles.
I love it. Well, listen, we had a really fun thing last week. I want to chat about. We went to the rebrand of Taylor Strucker's podcast, which, as you guys know who listen to the show, a lot of you probably listen to Taylor Strucker's show, and we co-host on it. And then that was sort of how we like were like, wait, we could do a show too. We love each other. So she rebranded her show to Taste of Taylor Only, right? Used to be two shows. Now she's one show. And she had this fun party that was like the who's who of female comedy podcasting, right? It was like,
it was so true.
And you've seen the photos. If you follow us, you've seen the photos. I mean, the photos were great. Heather was there too. Heather came late, but we got to see Heather. That was where you met her for the first time, right?
For the first time in person. I couldn't believe it. I wasn't ready to meet her because we've DM'd a couple times. You've met her before. And I just feel that we knew so many people and I couldn't believe that it was actually going to happen. I'm like, oh my gosh, finally our paths are crossing. It was a big moment.
It was a fun moment too. She like came in, we were all like lit. Everyone was like cheering. Yeah. It was fun. But it was also fun. We got to see Girls Gotta Eat. We got to see Hannah Burner. We got to see, obviously, the Taylors. Who else was there? My friend Talia was there. Like, literally, the funniest females in podcasting.
All the co-hosts. Well, minus a couple. I think people were either traveling, but we had Dr. Wider. Like, all of your classic Taylor Strucker co-hosts were able to be there that are in New York. We were missing a couple, though. But it was really just, it was great to see. It was great to see the crew. And Taylor doesn't get everybody together as much as we tell her she should.
I know. It was fun. Everyone has a great time when we all hang out.
They were literally force feeding us alcohol, though, because they paid for a 2-hour all you can drink, like open bar. And so TD kept on telling us, get another drink. Why is nobody drinking? We paid money for an open bar. Everybody get another vodka soda. So I was like, all right.
love how you just called it an all-you-can-drink. Like, they all paid you can for eat buffet. An all-you-can-drink. I'm like, I don't think open bar translates to all-you-can-drink unless you're, like, fully alcoholic. Open bar equals, hey, it's an all-you-can-drink.
All-you-can-drink buffet, all right? I'll take a Casamigos and a Grey Goose. Thank you.
I love it. It was fun. Jared and Nick came, which was cute.
Yes.
Nick came Nick for showed too up short for- of a time.
2 seconds. He had to go for a work meeting. And I was like, we were debating, should you go? Should you not go? I said, no, go show face. I'm not even joking. He was there for 10 seconds. And everybody goes, where'd he go? I said, he left. We didn't even get
a picture. He gave me a hug and he was like, I miss you. Like, as if we're like camp friends who haven't seen each other all year. And I was like, I miss you. When? And he's like, gotta roll. And I was like, wait, but we just saw each other. Like, it was so quick.
You know, something, some people have it and some people don't. I do not have this quality. He is so good at like ending a conversation or ending a party. He won't even Irish goodbye. He'll say bye to everybody, but he'll just end it and leave. I'm there. I'm talking. I miss my next appointment. I don't care. I can't say bye.
That's why we're friends. I have trouble leaving too. You know,
I can't.
We were there until they started charging for drinks. Okay, all you can drink, always. And now you pay for all you can drink.
always.
But what I said before, you said put a pin in it. I'm not even kidding. Like when I'm with Dre, first of all, it's so funny that people because we do Chris and Court, they know us as Chris and Court. They never understand that I'm shorter than you in person. Like people who like, they're always like, wait, this is throwing me up because like. Kris Jenner is taller than Courtney. Courtney's like a tiny little shrimp. And Dre is at least a foot taller than me, right? How tall are you?
I do always wear heels that are at least 4 inches, so that never helps, you know?
And I
so
was like in a tiny little no heel. And I'm short. I'm not that short, but I'm 5'4". I never say that publicly, but I'm saying it today. I like
we're open
to
books.
Keep people guessing. I like to keep them guessing, but whatever. And all these people will be like, oh my God, I love your videos. And I love you getting recognized. Of course, I'm like proud of you. I love you. You're my partner.
Right.
But they never know who I am when I'm with you. People will know me separate. You know what I mean? They'll be like, oh my God, you're Steve. But when I'm with you, they have no idea who I am. And I feel like there were multiple times at this party where she's like, she's my Chris. And they're like, oh my God, you're short, but I don't connect it. Like, am I too wigged or something? My glasses, yeah, I'm too hidden.
I think it's the glasses. It's such a camouflage. They can't see your eyes or tell the facial structure that you really do turn into Kris Jenner.
I do love like transforming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really feel like when I can transform, I do a better performance in terms of all my character. And you probably feel that way too. As soon as you like, you know, like put something, when you're like, wow, I don't look like me, you do better at your impression.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's almost kind of like this hidden, you're in a little invisibility cape and you can just do the impression. And I love that.
Yeah. You're like, I have fully left Anna out of this conversation now. Like I am Kris Jenner. Anyway, it was so funny.
Kris
I didn't
Jenner's
mean
here.
To say like, I'm so sad. No one knows who I am. I just meant like, it was funny like to have that moment where people just know you.
Well, no, I also will say I do enjoy being tall and looking onto people. Does that make sense? So like I purposely wear 5-inch heels.
Sure.
So I just like look on people.
Having them below you mean?
That's really not what this is about. Okay, Mike, I swear to you, because in my personality is not, I have a big personality, but it's not, I never want to overshadow or be bigger than people. But when I am in one of the tallest in the room, it does give me a sense of like, I'm here. I'm ready to show my presence. I guess that's what it's about. I don't know. So maybe just like being bigger, the bigger person, like the taller, larger. I don't know.
I want to say that I blame Jared because I had on two different shoes. I had on two different shoes. I said, should I wear these really high, like fucking cool, high boots? Or should I wear these black, like sleek, like, and he's like, oh my God, the black ones. And I was like, oh, and I never listened to him, but I was like, you're right. And
I
was
really
short.
Cute.
I felt short. I know the shoes, they worked, but I was like, wow, I wish I had that taller presence. Anyway, next time we hang out, I've got the shoes. Okay. I got the right shoes.
You've got the boots.
When we go on tour, you guys, it's going to be a joke at how high of a shoe can Anna wear. That's going to be like I'm going to literally just be like, am I as tall as Dre? This will be the test today.
In our first live show, I'm forcing you to, for us to be the same height. I'm still going to wear heels, but they'll be kitten heels, and you get to wear the platforms.
Okay, I'll look like Frankenstein feet. It'll work, though. You know, we'll be sitting, so whatever. Wait, yeah, I think we need to take a quick break.
This is literally so insane. Mom, are you there?
Hi, doll. I'm here. I'm podcasting.
It's huge.
Do you know what you're doing? Okay.
I do. Yeah. We have a huge guest today. Amazing. Iconic woman. I'm really excited. Yeah.
Dare I say bigger than Kim's lard ass?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Kimmy who? We don't even know her on this episode.
Literally Kimmy Schmimmy who? You guys, put your frickin' hands together. Your tan ass hands for the biggest star in comedy. She's sexy. She's from the South. You know her. You love her. It's Heather McMahon, dolls.
Dolls.
Dolls. Dolls. Dolls. How are we doing? I mean, Chris, Court, it's so good to see y'all. How are things?
First of all, we are just so honored that you had time to stop by. You do big shows. You do like Hoda and Jenna, and now here you are with America's Favorite Family.
Well, I was hoping to get a dirty martini and maybe some new pairs of Skims high-waisted thongs, you know, and some Lemmy, D-Blow gummies. I'm here for the swag, bitch.
It's on the way. It is on the way.
If you've ever had my sleep gummies, like, forget about your magnesium. All you need are the sleep gummies. That shit puts you right to bed.
It puts you right to bed, and then you do shit blood for a couple days too, I will admit. It's made me a little too loose.
I do real drugs, okay?
I believe it, Chris.
If you want real stuff, I'll send that in the mail too. I got mushrooms. I got LSD, doll, you know? Take it back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, she went... Yeah, yeah. Get to it, Mom. Get right to it.
I just want to say we absolutely loved your special, Breadwinner, on Hulu. If you guys haven't seen it yet, are you kidding me? It was phenomenal. And it's just so crazy to see your real hair now.
You know, I've been doing so much press this past week, and it's like, this is just me relaxed. You know, I was dolled up with the glam. You guys get it. You're in glam 4 hours a day. And I just wanted to come home and cut it all off and be me.
I get it. But your special is amazing, sweetie.
Thank you. You're really, so sweet.
You crushed it.
No, seriously, like, I've thought about going into comedy, but I just don't really, I mean, you guys are laughing, but like, really seriously, it's called Breadwinner, and I love that because I relate. I'm obviously the breadwinner of my family. I'm the oldest sister.
Are you the breadwinner?
I mean, my Lemmy empire is just like growing crazy.
From
my vagina lips to your mouth, you are absolutely not the breadwinner.
Okay. Like, who would you consider the breadwinner, bitch?
I would say Kylie and Kim.
And you want to know something? Both of them came out of me. Therefore, I am the senior breadwinner.
I made
them who they are. I really did. But yeah, Kylie's having a wonderful quarter. She really is. I mean, Q4 has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
I always get confused with the quarters. So we are, in fact, in Q4. Are we in Q4 right now? I never had a corporate job.
I took three edibles before we signed on.
We really just don't go by time. We live on our own time. But Heather, tell us, what is it like being the breadwinner of your family?
It's exhausting. I don't know why I brag about it. It's really just like, my husband's playing golf in Richmond, Virginia right now. And I'm going to, you know, I just feel like he needs to be doing more. He does a lot, but he needs to be doing more. I think as women, we have set our goals and aspirations too high for ourselves. And we're doing a lot, way too much. You know what I mean? It's like, I've got to go out, be on tour. I have to have a podcast. I have to do branding deals. I have to write scripts. I have to audition to act. And then I got to like make a fucking stir fry tonight. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm so tired.
Wow. Yeah. We can get you someone to make you a stir fry.
Thank you, Chris.
Heather, do not go in a kitchen. Are you kidding me? I know. Stepped foot in the kitchen in 40 years.
I know, my housekeeper just left. Can I tell you, since I have started making money, the one thing, Chris and Court, that I think I want to spend my money on is a chef.
Yes.
I really kind of do.
Yes. Get a chef. Get them to do all of your proteins, your levels. Like, they do it up.
My levels. That's what I need, is my levels.
You can get a few.
All of the levels. All of them.
All the levels. Whatever the levels are. I need the levels checked because the levels don't feel right.
Yeah, we like to spend our money on like crazy shit, but like start with the chef. That's a great, great first step.
Yeah.
And then get a plane. Then get a plane, Heather.
Oh, yeah. Well, the plane, though.
Step two.
See, my financial advisor did say that I live pretty sensibly and I don't spend a lot of money. Hold on. Oh, God. It's starting to itch. This is in the back of the closet. It might have
dust
mites. Don't
get crabs, doll.
No, I might have crabs right now. But I can't afford a plane yet. I think, you know, maybe by the fourth special, I'll be able to afford a plane. But we're not there yet. So if you guys have any business advice, either of you, you know, breadwinner entrepreneurs, have any business advice on how I can take, you know, my brand to the next level, I am so open to suggestions.
Sure. I charge by the hour, but I would be happy to consult with you off air. Absolutely. You're doing amazing, sweetie, though. You really are. And I just want to say, I love that your special comes from a real place. Jeff is really playing golf today, huh?
He is. He's playing golf for his goddaughter's charity fundraiser for her school. But I know she goes to a wealthy school in Richmond, Virginia. So I kind of feel like, how much more do they need?
You know, that sounds made up, and I don't believe a second of, you know, when they start adding on a bunch of like, this is for charity. No, the fuck it's not. Yeah.
You know what? You know, it's charity. Heather McMahon Incorporated. Okay.
Maybe he is lying. You know, they lie when they go on the golf course. You really nailed that in the special. They really just jerk off. I believe you.
They jerk off. They're blowing each other. It's disgusting. I mean, also just like, do you, but don't lie to me about it. Just let me know that you're doing gay things. That's fine. Just be open about it.
I mean, look who you're talking to. I was married to Bruce Jenner for 40 years.
Bruiser was a really amazing father. I just want you to know.
Yeah, he had tea times at 2 a.m. I don't buy that bullshit.
Heather, you mentioned a back nine. What the hell is the back nine? I've never heard of it.
So wait, they call it the turn. So there's the front nine, which is the first nine golf holes. And then the back nine is the last nine. So it's 9 through 18, or it's 10 mm-hmm. through 18. Excuse me.
Yeah, math was never my thing, I gotta say. Failed out of math a couple. So you're 69ing in the back nine.
Yeah, you're 69ing in the back nine. When I play the back nine, I'm usually eating a chicken salad sandwich on a toasted croissant and having about two White Claws. That is what makes me horny, but I don't know, to each their own.
Yeah. I 69ed with Corey on the back nine last Saturday. It was hot, doll.
You know what? My husband has asked me to 69 before, but I have to be like, he cannot 69 and be on top, even though that would be easier if you could just lay there. But it's the weight distribution. We're both a little too heavy to try and 69. We do it, but it's not great. And neither of us enjoy it.
It's not natural. Unless you're like a Pilates instructor. I really don't think bodies should go certain positions.
Listen.
I agree.
I go home to Travis every night and he's a bag of bones.
Yeah,
and
like, he really is.
It doesn't work out for the skinny people either. It's just mm-mm. like laying on a bunch of hard pieces of bones, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's always going to be on top, I'm sure, Court. Because you still are, you know, you're a little juicy in the best way.
Thank you so much. Like, mm-hmm. I consider myself a rocker wife, but would you rather still be like a golf widow or a rocker wife?
Ooh, great question.
Ooh, great question. Well, here's the thing. I think even if I was married to a rock star, I would also have to be a rock star because I have this deep fantasy, like, no joke, that if I was not doing comedy, I'd be in a rock band. I swear to God.
I love that for you.
Thank you. I don't know what kind of music. I mean, I was a huge Blink-182 fan growing up. I went to Warped Tour every year. But I always say, like, I would be in a band. I would absolutely be a fucking music star.
I love that. Do you know our favorite song?
What's your favorite song?
Small things.
Cares. And that's all we know. That's the only thing we know.
Gotta be honest with you. That's all you need to know. It's all the small things. But I know it's not small. I feel like Travis is well hung.
I mean, I don't.
This is too much for a mother to hear.
Please, the amount of kids you've pushed out of your vagine. Listen, yeah. I don't suck and tell, but Heather, you gave a lot of tips for blowies.
Yeah.
Let me.
Oh, yeah. 4 minutes. I know how to make a 4 minute egg, but I've never done a blowjob.
And you know what? A 4 minute egg for me is too, it's too runny. Okay. 6 minute egg is even a little too jammy, but a 4 minute egg, that's way too runny. That's a mess. That's a mess. Your egg should be at least 8 minutes. I'm sorry. I said it. Yeah.
The only thing, yeah. What other things that are 4 minutes long? I mean, really, truly a blowjob at 4 minutes, like top it off. Cause I've got so many other things to be doing.
I don't have time. And you know what I mean? It's like a dick in your mouth, hit me in the face, nuts on your forehead. I really don't have more than 5 minutes to do that. And usually I'm just trying to do it to get the party started. But isn't it nice some nights when you just give a blowjob and then you're like, and then he's like, oh, you want to keep going? You're like, no, I'm actually good. This is for you. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to doomsday scroll on TikTok for the next 3 hours.
I got to watch Love is Blind. Are you kidding me?
Wait, yeah.
I love it. I love that you're so free about talking about sex, and I talk about it all the time. And my daughter here, it's really disgusting.
Yeah.
She hates it. But Corey and I do it, you know, on planes and bathrooms all over the place. It's really freeing. It's really nice. I wanted to talk to you about your pill roulette.
Oh, yeah. I love pills. Here's the thing. I actually ordered this new kit and caboodle off TikTok shop, but I realized I was on pills when I ordered it. So it came in the mail and I didn't know what it was for. And I had to go back on TikTok to figure out what it was for. And I realized I had ordered a pill kit, like a traveling pill kit.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Well, you're always traveling. You know, you got to bring it on the go.
Yeah, you never know. Like if you're hanging out with me and you get a UTI, you have gout, acid reflux, a migraine, you need a stool softener, whatever. I at any moment will have all of those things.
Honestly, this is part of the branding. This really, Dr. Heather right here, okay?
Yeah.
People can walk up to you in a restaurant and say, help, I have this issue. And she's got the whole kit in front of her.
I've got the kit and you can't sue me because I don't have a medical license.
Oh my God. Same, doll.
Yeah.
Were you always like the emergency first aid kit, even all the way back to your college days?
No, I basically in my late 20s just started to have all sorts of ailments and like the worst eczema flare-ups of my life. So now I enjoy studying medicine. I don't think I'd ever be a good doctor, but I'm actually genuinely low-key good at like looking at someone, taking a whiff, like of whatever, the back of their neck, their forehead, and just being like, I can figure it out. You're about to have psoriasis or your cortisol is low or whatever. I'm really good at diagnosing people. It's like I'm an empath. I have a sixth sense.
This is an amazing skill, sweetie. I am so proud of you. I wish you were my daughter, you know? Courtney, what hobbies do you have?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, my God. So many. The limit. Mothering.
Mothering.
Breastfeeding. Yeah. Breastfeeding. I mean, I've always got a mouth attached to a titty. It's just like so crazy. And I commend you for going on your mother egg journey. That's really amazing.
Yeah, went on the mother egg journey. Might have to do it again in December. I think I'm going to get my neck done, though, at Thanksgiving. So that's first, because I've been looking at all these press photos of myself, and I'm like, who is that? The neck needs to be tightened. Do you know what I mean?
First of all, you're stunning, doll. You really are. You're a stunning blonde bombshell.
Thank you.
So is Kendall right now, by the way. She's blonde.
She looks great. I saw her walking. Oh, who was she walking for? Was it not Mesa Margiela? Who was it?
Tom Brown.
Yeah, too sure.
But I wanted to say, if you text me, I'll go in. I was actually going to do my neck over Thanksgiving, too.
Perfect. Let's do it 2 for 1.
I would love that. Yeah, we could brand it. We could really, you know, blow it out.
And then we could just be doped up on all of Court's Lemmy products.
We'd have so much fun. I order amazing food when I'm high.
Okay. You know what? I honestly want to come to y'all's parties just because I want to see what the past hors d'oeuvre situation is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't eat any of it anymore. Yeah, I don't. Chloe just like eats all of it. She's a big back girl. She's a big back. No, but like you've got to come to our Christmas party this year.
I'm a big back too. It's okay. When I heard that phrase on the interwebs, I was like, oh, I'm such a big back. Like, let's not even play. I've been on Ozempic for 2 years and no one's ever accused me of it. Like, I'm a big back. It is what it is.
Duh, we've been putting Ozempic on our ice cream sundaes for like 20 years, you know? It's like people just discovered the sky is blue.
We've been sprinkling that. Wait, I really do have a bone to pick because, you know, you talk a lot about your wedding in Italy and it just like really PO'd me because I also did my wedding in Italy and it was like, sponsored
she felt like
by
you copied. Yeah.
I mean, okay, here's the thing.
My wedding was actually planned before your wedding. It's just that I had, it technically was after your wedding because anybody knows that getting married in May in Italy, it's a little too chilly around the early parts of May. So, and you got married in Portofino and I got married in Tuscany. Okay. So actually, technically, I would have copied Kim's wedding, but I hear what you're saying.
Wow. I am so glad we picked this up before Page Six did.
You know, honestly, you read me to filth, and I love that answer. And
Dolce & Gabbana sponsor your wedding?
I actually reached out to Dolce & Gabbana, and they said, no, you fat, big-backed bitch. We want nothing to do with you. Yeah, and they didn't want to dress
trash.
Me.
No, you know trash. What? I'm friends with Domenico. Okay. And we were in Miami together actually that weekend. So I'm going to have him reach back out. Okay. For your second wedding.
Thank you. I got you covered. Thank you. Thank you.
When Jeff falls into the 18th hole, you call me up.
Okay. No, we love that you're a sponsored queen because we've literally lived our entire lives off of brands. So tell us what it's like, just like living off those brands. They pay for the lifestyle. We love it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that I stay very true to the brands that I enjoy, but like, why not get a check? You know what I mean? Like, why would you not get paid if you're already using the douche? If you're already using the Vagisil, why would you also then not get coin from it? So, I mean, to me, living well is the best revenge. And I have a clean pussy and a paycheck. So there you go.
And that's why she's a breadwinner.
And that's why I'm a breadwinner.
clean all around. I had one question for you, Heather.
Yes, honey.
Okay, so you are doing a fabulous job on all the red carpets. We love, love, love seeing you.
So sweet.
Really crushing it on E. You've obviously met some old network, network.
Listen, we're all on Hulu now. Yes. So we're all Hulu. We're all Hulu.
Hulu's paying all of our checks right now.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
You've obviously met some of our family, I assume, at some point.
No, I actually have not interviewed anybody yet. Now, I am doing the Golden Globes. Are you girlies going to the Golden Globes? Because I would love to interview y'all then. But no, I have not interviewed any of the Kardashians. No, no one.
I don't know. Probably.
Mom, do we have an invite to that this year, Mom?
I'm definitely Kylie. I don't know who else I could squeeze in.
Well, please send her to my little station because I would love to chit chat with anybody in the fam, even Rob. I don't know how Rob's doing, but if he wants to swing by.
And... We haven't seen Rob in four years. No.
Heather, you used to do Britney 911. Can we get a Rob 911 stat? Because where is he?
And, you know, I'm rooting for Black China, you know, because now she is, you know, sober and like doing her thing and living a gorgeous, peaceful life. But I am a little worried, like, is Rob buried in the backyard? I don't know. I need to know where your brother and your son are. I'm very concerned.
He's actually, you know, he did Zoom in for an Arthur George board meeting last week because we've got holiday socks coming up.
Wait, y'all are still doing socks?
Yeah,
wow.
Of course.
Talk about brand longevity. That has been going on for about 15 years now.
Let me tell you, Heather, socks, everyone needs them. Doesn't matter the gender, the size. Everyone needs a pair of socks. It's a great, you should think about it. You really should.
You know, honestly, you're right. I always lose my socks too. And I like that Arthur George, they're very unique. You know, they're easy to find. It's
Neiman Marcus, doll.
Who doesn't love Neiman Marcus? I'll tell you what.
Do you have a favorite family member? That was the question I forgot to ask.
Oh.
I'm so stoned.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I love my sister. She's great, but she's an attorney, so she's always yelling at me about legal things or like how I'm going to end up in
her family. I meant ours, but
family. I thought you meant.
But honestly, like, I'm so happy that she went, because her family is iconic. You guys need your own reality show.
I would say my dad, but he's dead, so that's not great.
Me too. We're part of the Dead Dads Club, sister, and they were both Yeah, they were
iconic,
distinguished men. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm thinking of them now.
Thank you, thank you. My favorite relative out of y'all's family. Here's the thing. I really love Good American Jeans, and I would love if Chloe would ever do like a personal fitting with me.
Oh my god!
So
yeah.
I haven't met her yet, but I love y'all. Obviously, big fans. But I do think I'd really like to meet Chloe.
She's the best. She honestly has the biggest heart of all of us. She is a really loyal, great daughter. I mean, Court is, you know, has her days, but Chloe's really
this,
it, you know.
This is all slander. Now, are you locking in your answer as your father is your favorite member?
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that too. Robin's mine. Of yours.
Yeah, Robin's great, but she didn't. She's breathing down my neck every minute of every moment of every day. It's
That's how you know she's a good mother.
Is it? She's a good mother. Or she also wants me to pay for everything. You know what I mean? I haven't figured that one out yet.
Does she pull I raised you. Now it's your turn.
Everything. She said, she keeps saying over and over again, you know, I paid, you know, $4,000 in property tax. I was like, honey, I paid $4,000 for us to go to the steak dinner. I don't know what you're talking about. I pay the property tax. She's constantly gaslighting me financially. All the time.
Now, my mom has slobbed a lot of kebabs in her life, but have we found Robin a man yet?
No, it's bad. It's dire. If you guys have anybody up at the Calabasas Country Club, please help me out. Robin is, she's only gotten one of her cataracts done. So therefore, when she zooms in, she doesn't really know how to zoom in on people on Bumble. So she keeps getting catfished by AI bots. Like they're not even real people. And it's because she can't zoom in with the left eye.
How does she feel about people in politics?
If she doesn't care. You know what I mean?
Great.
My mom would do, she would do an ad for the opposition if it meant she got airtime or screen time. She does not, she throws any kind of morals and ethics right out the window. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
I think that is a great segue. We're going to bring our girls back. Andrea,
can we
de-wig? And Anna now.
Can we de-wig?
I'm sweating.
Wait. Can I tell you, it is so wild. I see y'all do this on the internet all the time, but it is so wild how good y'all are at the fucking accent. And I used to be an accent queen, but that was like, I literally for a minute was like, no, I'm just talking to the Kardashians.
No, Heather, can I tell you, it's been a lifelong dream to wear a wig with you. So I just checked that off of a life list. I need you to know.
Now, I'll put on other wigs. Like, we should do this again. I can come in as a character. I can do Pitbull. I'll do full drag. Whatever you guys want to do, I'm down. I'm really down.
I love
down.
It so much.
I'm down.
I love your Pitbull. I just went to the Pitbull concert here in Queens, actually, in New York. And let me tell you, I think you started a trend because every Gen Z little hussy was out there in their bald caps. I was like, you don't even know anything about Kulo, but you're in this bitch acting like you know. You started a trend.
I started it back in, what was it, like 2018. I started dressing in drag as Pitbull, and none of these hoes have written me a thank you card, have sent me flowers, a cash Venmo receipt, nothing. And I just think, you know, this younger generation really needs to pay respects. I always say when I'm interviewed, why'd you get into comedy? Because I love Joan Rivers. I always kiss the ring, and they're not doing that for us. And I just think it's rude.
So rude.
So rude.
It is.
It is. Tell him. Well, I was thinking about Robin. We were just talking about Robin and how how did you guys decide to have her in your opening scene? She's opening the door for you. She's got a little cute little butler-esque kind of sexy outfit.
I hope she got SAG day rate for that.
She did not get SAG day rate. No, she is. No. Do you know how much money she cost me? She is a huge liability. No. So Robin was at my first special that I did. She was also in the cold open for that. And we had like a scene where we were talking about like, you know, whether my dad was coming to the show and he was in the urn and this whole thing. So I've decided I kind of want to have this little trend where even if I don't do a cold open in the next one, we pan to Robin in the audience. I just want it to be like a little Easter egg that she will always be in this. And then eventually when she dies, you know what I mean? We'll have this big celebratory in memoriam, and it'll be some sort of weird avant-garde kind of like Gerard Carmichael special where I do this whole like it's in black and white and maybe I'm like it's silent or something.
It's just a full in memoriam for like 40 minutes of Robin photos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's also just I don't really want to deal with I didn't want to call people's agents and managers. I have a real hard time asking for favors. So I was like, I'll just put my mom in it because she's available.
I love her. Well, Kristen Court would be glad. We'll introduce you. You know, we could easily bring you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about y'all, but like, I hate asking people for anything in this business. I just don't do it.
Heather, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to ask for like a ride somewhere. Yeah. I can't even ask for an Uber, like a $20 Uber voucher. I'm too scared. I go, who, me? Yeah, you're the talent. You should ask.
Don't you feel like then you hear people in interviews like this or like on a show and they're like, I just DM'd the person and then they were like, yes. I'll produce your movie. And you're like, a DM.
The only DMs I get are from like Saudi oil guys being like, be my bride. And I'm like, yes, I will. How much money? Do I have to have sex with you? Take a dump on my chest? Fine. I don't care. Like, I just can't. I really don't have time for this. But no, I don't ask enough. Well, and also too, I'm such a people pleaser. Like if I ask and then I don't get told yes, I'm like, it's fine. And then I like send them flowers. Like,
you're apologizing to them. You're like, sorry for the inconvenience. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's twisted. I probably need to talk to a therapist about it or something.
Wait, how was preparing for your second special as opposed to the first? Like, because now you're like seasoned. You've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew what I was doing, but I'll tell you, even going into this one, I have learned a tough lesson. Like this last week when I saw y'all, we ran into each other on the street or whatever. I was completely burnt out. I was like a chicken with my head cut off. I am not. And even when I was going into this special, I was touring. I had like four shows back to back before I went into that week. And this going into the next one, I'm just going to like give myself like a week and a half off. Like you want the material to be fresh. You're touring this material for like a year and a half or whatever. But I'm always doing too much up until the moment. And I'm like, I could have gotten like, see my chiropractor that week. You know what I mean? Like, no, the audience can't tell. But in my mind, I was like, I'm not going to make it. But no, we just, you know, we're doing too much these days. I know y'all are doing too much. Y'all are fucking everywhere.
You're just expected to be the producer, the director, the breadwinner. You're expected to do everything in this damn industry. It's becomes too much.
Yeah. And like stand up is my great love. And obviously like I've had two TV shows that didn't get picked up. I'm selling a third. Like I do all these other things to move the vessel forward. That is just like the love of my life, which is stand up. But that's the one thing, like I wasn't going to tour this next year. I was like, oh, I'm going to take a little time off. But then I'm like, fuck this. I don't want to have to wait for some like network exec to tell me yes or no. So I'm just going to go back on the road because as long as I can put asses in seats, like I get to like do my art, as cheesy as that sounds.
No, you've made a living out of it. That's the dream. That's literally it. Do you love being on the road?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. I love going to like random cities in Ohio and you're just like, we're here. You know what I mean? No, I love it. Cincinnati, shout out to Cincinnati. Actually, one of my favorite places to perform. No, the road is fun. And I love seeing familiar faces because so many people come to multiple shows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're either going to kill me or they're just going to keep buying tickets. And I love seeing all the stalkers of my life. No, it's fun. Dude, the road is so fun. It's gnarly. It has destroyed my back. And my ass is flat from sitting on so many planes. So I'm working on that. But other than that, it's fantastic. It's the greatest joy.
I love watching you at your, what is it? Reserve. I don't even.
P.S. Reserve.
Oh my God. Yeah. P.S. Reserve. I'm like, that's when you know you made it. You're a P.S. Reserve. She's drinking champagne. I'm sweating in the TSA line. Like, I paid for TSA pre. And they're like, yes.
Yeah, but I got to do it for like a year straight up, like branding stuff, because they opened a new one in Atlanta. So I was like the guinea pig for it. And then now I have to pay for it. And it is.
You're like, like, oh, shit. Yeah. The reality comes.
Oh, okay. This is why you only see like literally the richest people doing this. I was like, okay, get it. But it's worth it. It's a write-off. I've realized everything's a write-off, so we're good.
Yeah.
Everything's a write-off. Yeah. Put it on a t-shirt. You make road life look so fun. And I think maybe it's because you're able to just bring all your friends who you employ. How did that go down? Because you got Ray on the road. We got Tina on the road. I mean, all of you, that's the dream, right? When you're able to just like bring all your people with you. How did that come about?
It is the dream, but it's also like the hardest thing when you're the employer. Like, you know what I mean?
Because you just want to have fun. You just
want to have fun. And then I also have to wear like a boss hat. And then I also have to like, I can't go out and party because I know that I have to perform for thousands of people the next night. So it's really tough wearing two hats of being the one who has to cut all the checks and also have to make sure you're being responsible for everything. But no, I feel blessed. Like, you know, I get to just travel with my friends. I mean, Ray is such an incredible comedian. And I said, hey, come open for me on the road. I mean, he's the best. And my other buddy, Chris, was producing the tour and like just, you know, running the soundboard and everything. So it's been really fun. You know, again, it's high highs and low lows. You know, when we're all exhausted, it is like those people can like hold me up and make sure that I don't, you know, choke on a sous vide egg bite at the airport. And then, you know, there's other days where it's just like, I can't talk to you for a week. I love you, but like we've been have had too much time together. So yeah. It's all good though. I feel richly blessed. I can't complain.
We just got to meet Ray last week.
He's the best. Ray's the best.
We were like, we only know you from the internet. Like, I feel like that's half the conversation you have with these, with like anyone in comedy. You're like, oh my God, I know you from online.
That's how we all know each other. That's not weird to me anymore. It's like, we all just watch each other's videos, like comment and like, I mean, I wish I could bring back Facebook poking. I miss that. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Yeah. The poking days, please.
Please. That was when you got a poke, you were like, I am doing something right.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Late night in college, you're like drunk. You're like, I'm going to poke a bunch of people right now and see who pokes me back.
Yeah. And no one would poke me back. It was just me poking.
You made the first move with Jeff, but Jeff, is Jeff still showing you love? How do you keep the spark alive? And I know it's 4 minutes. Oh, yeah. It only takes 4 minutes.
Yeah, that only takes 4 minutes. I'll tell you what, I think traveling, distance makes a heart grow fonder. Like everyone's like, how do you do this time away from your spouse? I'm like, deuces. Like if I'm gone Thursday through Sunday, I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm doing my thing. And then I come back and like, we still like each other. I really genuinely think like when we were actually home together for the year during the pandemic, I was like, I'm going to kill this person. I think we all felt that way. Yeah. Do I love you? But staying busy is really great. Being two totally different independent people is also great. And I married a good one where he lets me say whatever I want, do whatever I want on stage. He does not try and filter me. And he's like, the hottest version of me to him is when I'm on stage and I'm acting like an asshole. He's like, that's my girl. You know,
that's what he supports you through and through. He's so proud.
Yeah.
You can see that. You can see that.
Yeah, I haven't
figured
out
what we need the reality show, though. We really do. Honestly, your family is... Oh my God.
I won't do the reality. That's what I get asked all the time. Like, when are you going to do reality? My life already is a reality show.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah.
Instagram
that's your show.
And stand-up. Stand-up is there. I would like to shoot, and we're going to figure out how we're going to make this, but I would like to shoot a faux reality show where it's, like, about my life, but it's completely scripted, and it's, like, really unhinged, you know?
Love it. Like, the comeback. Like
yes. Yes, exactly style. Like the comeback. Mm-hmm.
And you got to wear that wig that was half highlighted.
Yeah, this one. Dude, it's literally so itchy. I'm like, do I need to, like, do I smell it? Oh, it doesn't smell great either. Okay. Well, that's.
Yeah, I mean, where's that wig been?
Yeah. Does not
I love, because we were going to start and Heather immediately saw us in wigs, you guys. And then she was like, give me 1 second. Let me grab a wig. Because you started in stand up and then you kind of did the characters. You did the character. You did the sketch work. And then it was more acting. Yeah. You've covered all the bases.
I've covered all the bases. And that's the thing. A lot of people found me because I was doing sketches and characters because I always wanted to be on SNL. That's still like the dream. Right. So for me, deep character work is truly my favorite thing in the world. On my first tour, I used to open for myself as this character that I used to have. But I still do her, Brenda Carlisle. She's like, Mississippi's number one Brenda Carlisle, Mississippi's number one real estate agent. Yes. And I would do crowd work as this local real estate agent. And I was so dedicated. It was so fucking like method acting, like very bizarre that people would come up to me after the show and they didn't know it was me. They'd be like, man, that opener was fucking out of her mind. I'm like, that was me. I know. But then it was too much. I would end up doing like a 2-hour show because I'd do like 30 minute opener. Then I'd do another like 90 minute. I was like, this is too much. Why am I working this hard? Like, let me just now focus on the stand up. But I really want to bring back characters because it brings me joy. And I see how much fun you guys are having doing. Can we shoot something? Can we shoot something with characters?
Are you kidding? Yes.
I mean,
I want to take Chris and Court on your cruise. I'm going to manifest that right now. We want to walk around the boat as a freaking act.
Oh my God. We can make that happen. We'll talk offline. I would think that would be so funny. Yeah. Y'all run like a Kardashian style, like reality show and then just do confessionals with everybody.
Yeah. Die. Oh my God. Yeah. We'll just be shitting on all of their lives. You're poor. Yeah. You're peasants. Like, how can we really like elevate your brand? You know? Oh my God, that would be a dream. A dream.
Yeah.
Dream. Also, I love Brenda Carlisle. I've seen you do her a bunch and I'm obsessed. I opened my show as Joan Rivers and honestly, people know it's me, but I love doing her. I feel like it's like it like just sets the mood, right? To like come out, you're like, I'm crazy. So now whatever I say is me, you've seen me in a freaking wig already. Like,
yeah,
I've set the bar high. I don't know.
It's interesting because I'm really close with Becky Robinson and she does her entitled character,
she's
which
so
is like
funny.
The housewife. And so she's good. In, I talk about it all the time. So like she's on her tour where she opens up as this entitled character then to stand up. And, you know, it's really wild to see everybody in the audience dress up as her. And then like from when I was touring as characters, everybody would come to the shows as characters and it's great. But then eventually you're like, okay, I'm so burnt out. I need to just pick one or the other. So what? Because then you start to kind of lose your mind too on the road. You're like, who am I? You know, whose story am I telling?
I've lost myself in the wigs.
It happens. Yes. I don't know how to laugh anymore. People, when I go out with friends and I laugh, they're like, that's the Kris Jenner laugh. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have, I don't have a laugh anymore.
It's totally morphed in. Oh my God. Heather, you're absolutely killing it. I've just watched your brand. You're so good at branding and being authentically you. I don't know how you've been able to do it, but it's so good. I know I just know everything about your brand. I'm obsessed with it. And it's incredible what you've done. I can't say enough good things about you. I can't.
Well, you're so sweet. I am worried if I get my neck done. I still will technically be thick neck.
Because
the traps are still thick. So it's not like I'm getting rid of the Jay Leno chin. Like it's still there. But I might have to do I might also have to do like thin neck, thin ankles too. You know, but beefy body. Beefy in the middle, but just maybe we're going to, at this point, it's not even fat anymore. It's loose skin because I'm close to 40. So that's what
maybe
we're doing.
Maybe we do like thick neck alumni. You know what I mean? Like get like a collegiate like merch sweatshirt.
We used
and it's like,
to be.
People could do that.
Be grown out of it.
Yeah. Like,
or just suck all the fat out of my neck and then put it in my ankles and just have cankles. So now it's thin neck, thick ankles. Like reverse it.
Switch it up on them. I don't know if they can handle it. I don't know. That would be a lot.
Oh, I live on the edge. You know, that's what I do.
All right. Well, we love you so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I don't want to keep you all day, but we could put on another wig, you know, do another half hour. So
listen, I'll come back anytime. Y'all are crushing it. And honestly, seeing everything that y'all do reinvigorates me because here's the interesting thing. I feel like I did the characters and all that stuff online to get the thing that I wanted, which was to be able to tour. And then you get so busy with touring that you lose the creativity of like making the videos again. So I said this Christmas, I was like, all I want to do is be home for the month of December and just do fucking stupid shit again. Like that brings me joy. So y'all have re-inspired me and relit the flame of creativity in me. So bravo. Aww, kudos
thank
to
you.
Y'all.
Oh my God. Wigs
are
coming
to make videos. Yeah. We're coming over
let's
with our wigs.
We're coming dead ass.
Down. ATL, we're coming to those cheetah print carpets that I'm obsessed with. We're coming, we're hanging out with Robin. We're making martinis. It's gonna be
hell
a blast.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Everybody it. Watch Breadwinner on
Breadwinner
Hulu.
On Hulu.
Breadwinner! And everybody get out there and be the breadwinner in your own life, okay? Because Heather's doing it. She's inspiring us all. She
Amen.
Is
she's a big
the
wig.
Moment. She's a big wig for life.
For life.
Love you guys
love you.
So much.
Thank
period.
And period. Okay. And
period.
To all the big back bitches, we love you.
We love you too.
Oh, Anna Banana. You know, I feel like we reached a new level today. That was so much fun to like shoot the shit with Heather.
We checked off a big milestone for me and for you. I have looked up to her for so long. And the fact that she got silly with us and put on a wig. You guys, I don't think you understand. As soon as she saw a wig, she went and grabbed a wig and put one on.
I feel bad though. Because we didn't let her be a character. We were still like, all right, we're still going to interview you. Yeah. We didn't, but I was like, does she want to be a character? This is changing the whole format now. But at least
we were ready.
We were ready, but we were like, okay, she'll be a character. We'll do another one where she's fully like, what was it? Brenda Carlisle. We'll be like, can we interview Brenda Carlisle?
Yeah, her Mississippi's number one real estate agent.
Yeah.
Now, the wig that she had on was a different character, but I want all the characters. I want to interview every single one of Heather McMahon's characters.
So
we
funny.
Love them.
I love
so
it.
Good. I loved the special. I thought it was such an amazing testament, a second round with as a special. And she's such a good storyteller. I could listen to her all day.
She really found her voice. And I love, like, I was saying this before off air, but like, I love that she told us, like, I did these characters so I could like build my fan base enough to like go on tour. And I think that's what, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, we joke and talk about that. Like, that's our goal. And I think this was like, you know, I don't know. It was empowering. It was motivating. It was cool.
It was inspiring. We're leaving this. We hope you guys are feeling inspired and leveling up, because that's how we feel.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning in because you're a Heather fan, welcome to Big Wigs. I should put that in the beginning of the show. Welcome to Big Wigs. Come see us wherever we are. And thanks for tuning in. This is what we do every week. We usually interview each other like assholes, you know.
Good to get some different blood in here, okay? Because we're getting sick of each other. No, I'm just kidding. But
not
we have
at
so
all.
Much fun.
We have so much fun. I mean, honestly, the more I think about our Jennifer Coolidge versus interviewing
Steve
from Sex and the City, like a duo you never would expect, but like honestly, iconic memory, you know? Like I feel like that's something we'd have to bring back again, like on another show.
We have so many mashups. Go check up our YouTube channel, Big Wigs Podcast. It's the duo you never knew you needed. That's our niche, right? That's our thing.
So I think the duo you never knew you need. The duo you need. I don't know. I'm trying to spin it positive. Look at me. Woo! Glasses half full. Anyway,
I'm proud of you.
If you've made it to the end of this show, can I just say, if you're in Los Angeles tonight, Thursday night, come see me at the Regent Theater. It is a music venue that I am freaked out about performing comedy in my fucking wig, you know, and holding a microphone and be like, you guys, you want to hear about my family? But please come see the show. If you're in San Diego, I know nobody in San Diego. So please come out if you're near San Diego Sunday night, kill me, you know. Comedy's not all it's cracked up to be. I might have a stroke before we record next week. So if I'm alive, I'll be here. But anyway, I had to do those plugs. Come see me live.
Absolutely. If Dre, I were there, I would be there.
Well,
I,
fucking fly in, Dre. I, let's go.
I did say I can be anywhere, you know? Just planes, trains, automobiles, I can be anywhere. We love you guys. Go check us out on Instagram. You can find us at...
Sorry, my dog's eating a plant. I gotta go. Go, do it again.
I said, please follow us. No, Big Wigs Podcast on Instagram and TikTok. We're growing the numbers. I'm loving to see this. We've been live for a year and a half now. So I mean, it's time to see the numbers grow. We love you guys. We hope you have an amazing week. And remember, I'm choking on my words right now. I think
we love you. Remember,
starstruck.
I got you, girl. Be a big wig. Yep. And we love you. We'll see you next time. Bye.